Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf, using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
I'm Michelle O'Neill for WVIK News. More than 2,000 enthusiastic supporters turned out Monday night in Davenport to see and hear Donald Trump. Herb Trix reports.
The former president, who's running again, was scheduled to speak about education policy, but he first focused on farmers and his strong support while in the White House for ethanol, eliminating the estate tax and repealing environmental regulations.
In our four incredible years, and they were incredible years, we achieved more for Iowa than any president in American history. It's not even a contest. And in particular, the farmers, they know better than anybody, working hand in hand with Iowa's leaders. I was the most pro-farmer president that has ever been in the White House.
Trump also voiced his support for restricting elections to paper ballots only one day for voting, and requiring voter ID.
But we're not allowed to have one for voting. You have to have one when you buy groceries and other things, but you can't have one for voting. That's because they want to cheat. That's the only reason.
Not only did his supporters fill the Adler Theater, but a full contingent of press turned out as well. A large pool of reporters flew up with him from Florida for the rally, with additional coverage by numerous local, regional, and national news organizations, even including Agence France-Presse. I'm Herb Trix.
Rock Island will help Bally's renovate and add to its casino and hotel. Monday night, the City Council approved a new tax increment financing agreement. Community and Economic Development Director Miles Brainerd says the agreement will help Bally's upgrade the hotel for the first time since it opened in 2008, and the company plans to add a sports betting lounge.
You know, one of the things that we see here in Illinois lately is a number of new casinos kind of coming online in the market. We, have, of course, have one that's going to be in Chicago, but also in Rockford, a little closer to us. And so in order to be competitive, it's important for them to kind of add on these things.
The agreement requires the city to reimburse the company from TIF district revenue for about $1 million the first year and totaling an estimated $4.7 million over 5 years. Bally's will spend $34 million. Brainerd emphasizes Rock Island has a lot to gain from the continued success of the casino and hotel. Illinois will become one of three states to require employers to offer paid time off for any reason. Governor J.B. Pritzker signed a law Monday instituting that requirement, which will take effect next year. Starting January 1st, Illinois employers must offer workers paid time off based on hours worked, with no need to explain the reason for their absence as long as they provide notice in accordance with reasonable employer standards. Proponents say paid leave is key to making sure vulnerable workers can take time off when needed without fear of reprisal. Critics say the law will burden small businesses already struggling in an era of high post-pandemic inflation. You're listening to WVIK.